This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
1.
11.
100
word stories.
Hurry the hell up.
Hello, I'm Lauren Simon, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me or one of the regular contributors here, but it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. That's where I post a topic and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. This is the 28th Weekly Challenge, the Halloween edition.
Big whoop.
Most people who participate in the weekly challenge read their own stories aloud, and then they send me the audio file to add to this assemblage. However, with it being, you know, Halloween, there are way too many headless zombies out there. Now, headless zombies can't read because they don't have eyes, they don't have mouths. And, that's what we have a banjo-playing sex slave midget for. Something about head. Ugh. Anyway. The topic this week was selected by me, because it's the Halloween edition. And it's gonna be a bunch of Halloween stories. We got a total of 13 stories this week. Ooh, creepy 13. And it's double digits. So which story goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week's weekly challenge, and it's Chris Daly of Riding with the Window Down. Congratulations, Chris. What have you got for us?
Didn't show up this week, dude.
What do you mean?
He sent in a story. He flaked.
Well, not only does he win by a mile, but he rubs it in everybody's face by not showing up to claim his victory.
That's like Marlon Brando.
Man, that's harsh. Well, let's move on to the rookies then. We've got 3 rookies this week. First up is Adam from Moneda, and he does a fast-paced podcast over there. Let's hear his story this week. Crank it up, Adam.
I'm gonna crank myself.
Hi, this is Moneda from Moneda.net with my 100-word Halloween story. He asked his sister what the topic was this week. Receiving the answer, he sat down and began writing. He was a flurry of pencil on paper. Images of picnics, barbecues, and baseball games filled his head. A creative little story was produced about a boy who had proudly drilled a hole in his hot dog. Given to his sister to review, she laughed until tears streamed down her face. He walked out of the room with his head down in shame when he realized his mistake.
Oh,
he told his sister.
I thought you said a Halloweeny story.
Thank you, Adam. The text from Adam's story can be found in the show notes, along with the stories from everyone else that's participating this week, and links to their homepages and podcast and credit records. I better check that out. Anyway, the next one is Caroline's sister, Linda. She sounds an awful lot like Caroline for some reason.
A Halloween tale. From Linda in Oxfordshire, England, a tiny little village. Sarah found the large, rusting key under the flower pot, placed it in the lock and opened the door into the Gothic house. House-sitting on Halloween night, probably not the best idea, thought Sarah, but at least their dog will keep me company. Midnight, the dog howled pitifully in the hall. The front door flew open, and silence enveloped the house, apart from voices in the garden. "Sarah, we're back. Why have you left the door open? You all right?" "I'm fine," replied Sarah. "Where's the dog?" "What dog?" they asked. "Your dog," answered Sarah. "We don't have one," they responded. "Go get 'em, Lynn. That's a good one."
Aren't sisters wonderful? Thank you, Linda and Caroline. And next up is... it's W. Edwin. He came over here from the Footnote podcast, so thank you, Tom Marquette, for pointing out this show. And let's take a listen to what W. Edwin has for us today.
What's that sound?
Planet Saturn.
Creepy. It's like...
What?
I don't know. I thought there wasn't sound in space.
There isn't. It's just radio waves from Saturn's magnetic field. The Cassini space probe recorded it. That's all it is.
But that wasn't all. After Earth was dragged from her orbit, before her icy corpse met her ringed killer, humanity had long frozen. They never understood the summons. The king of the outer dark, serene in the splendid remains of its previous meal, would never know nor care that they'd named it for the Titan who ate all lesser gods.
Thank you, W. Edwin. Okay, you three, can I get a hoo-ha?
Hoo-ha!
Okay, I hope to hear more from y'all in the future here. There's always room. Once we get the winner, or the absent winner, and the rookies out of the way, we move over to the veterans. I'll present them in the order that I received them. The first one to show up was Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops.
Hello, it's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops with my entry into this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. The topic this week was A Halloween Tale. The title of my story is A Little Halloween Tale. Buck was always trying too hard. He was the life of the Halloween party, wearing the most outrageous get-up, doing the craziest stunts. The guys got a big kick out of him, but the ladies were less than impressed. Buck couldn't understand why the women were avoiding him. His Tarzan costume showed off his spectacular physique. He won the apple bobbing contest and was demonstrating his ability to tie a cherry stem with his tongue. It was all for nothing, though. As Buck was leaving, alone, he whined, "But I tried so hard. All I wanted was a little Halloween tale." I hope you've enjoyed the story, and I hope everyone has a happy and safe Halloween.
As I like to say, dirty mind, clean audio. Thank you, Lisa. Let's go on to the next participant in this creepy cavalcade of horror. It's Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast.
Good evening. Tonight's story is a perfect example of modern economics. Not only is it only 100 words long, but it is also applicable to three different holidays: Passover, Easter, and of course, Halloween. I hope you like it. It's called Easter Parade of Terror. The monster is out there again tonight. A week ago, he was alive, and our rabbi and leader. Then he was brutally executed. 3 days later, he came back, a bloodthirsty zombie hungry for brains. Of the 30 of us originally, only 13 are left. I've been wearing yeast and water in my hair, so I wouldn't be kosher for Passover. But the holiday will be gone when the sun goes down. Any minute now. Oh no! Here it comes! Jesus, it's me! Your disciple Sam! Wouldn't you rather eat a Roman? No, Jesus, no! Ah!
Thank you, Caleb. I guess you can use that one for Easter and Passover. Oh, that was Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. Let's go on to, who's next? Oh, Andrew Ian Dodge from Dodging Reality, from Dodge Blogium, from all over the place. Come on, Andrew. Let's hear your Halloween tale.
If Christmas is a time to say, I love you, then Halloween is a time to say, I scare you. Except, therein lies the problem. There are so many real-world scares these days, the imaginative ones seem to pale in comparison. What with the North Korean nutter with a bomb, and Madman I'm a Dinner Jacket trying to get one, what's some daft costume going to do? All Hallows' Eve is reduced to just another excuse for a piss-up and a fancy dress party. Then again, the Druids would love the fact we all get rat-arsed, dance like possessed, and try to get laid.
Well, thank you for that informative lecture, Andrew. Let's move on to Liana from Hodgepodge Point.
Happy Halloween, everyone. It's Liana from hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com, whoring out my new podcast. So come on over to listen to my silly ramblings and other creative works. So for this week's Challenge 28, we are, of course, forced into doing a 100-word Halloween tale. Phew! Luckily, I managed. Here is All for Good Company with background music by Devin Anderson from PodSafeAudio.com. Oh my God, Lisa wept as she watched the madman gutter. What happened here? You were tortured and murdered, another voice responded. And now you're a ghost. I'm dead? Anger suddenly rose inside her. Then I can haunt the bastard for doing this. She swooped down on the man. Welcome home, the psychopath smiled directly at her apparition. You have pretty eyes. He scooped one out of her mangled face and ate it. Lisa recoiled in horror. Another voice whispered, I'm afraid he likes having our spirits around, and we seem to be bound here. Lisa couldn't stop screaming.
Ugh. Well, that was nice, Liana. Pretty. Okay, let's move on to... Okay, it's B. B is back, and as always, B never records anything, so B must be a headless zombie. And that's what the midget is for.
Black widow spiders and huge green writing spiders, all perfectly placed in gigantic webs, stretching from post to post on her front porch. Huge cockroaches scattered here and there. The effect was eerie as hell. She was finally ready for Halloween. She was giddy as she heard the first group coming up the stairs. This was her favorite part, the doorbell ringing and the shouts of trick-or-treat! Nothing. She would just peek out the window. Fran later told the authorities that her decorations were earth-friendly, no petroleum-based plastic products. She didn't want to contribute to the landfill problem.
Thank you, Bee. And thank you, Midget.
You're welcome.
Okay, next up is T.A. Marquette from the Footnote Podcast. Let's hear what T.A. Marquette has for us this time.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from Footnote. When you're finished listening to this week's weekly challenge, head on over to footnote.libsyn.com. We're having an extended interview with Podio author J.C. Hutchins of Seventh Son fame. Tonight's tale is called Trick or Treat. Benny loved Halloween. It wasn't so much the candy as the costume. This year, he chose Robot. Making the rounds of the neighborhood, it was hard to hold the candy bag, still harder to walk. Trick or treat, growled Gary Good, the neighborhood bully. Benny handed over the bag. Laughing, Gary Good gave Benny a shove. He proceeded to flail about like an overturned turtle. Next year on Halloween, Gary Good's father's stingray hit a tree. 3 months in a coma for Gary Good. Now the ex-bully moves and speaks like a spastic robot. Trick or treat, smiled Benny.
dolls. Oh, wait. He's not playing the whole song. Okay. Thank you, T.A. Marquette. Ooh, robot. Okay. Get down the list. Okay, it's Ryle from Elms in the Yard, who took a break from hanging out with Cheeto the office cat. What have you got for us, Ryle?
Lucky by Rachel Jasko. A 100-word story for Lauren Simon's 100-word story page at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I found him on Halloween night. He was a tiny black kitten, skinny and barely able to walk. He gave a weak little mew as I picked him up. As he grew into a sleek, lovely cat, he liked watching television, particularly the lottery drawings. He would sit with his eyes glued to the screen while his toys lay temporarily neglected. One day, I decided to bring home a lottery card, just to see what would happen. He jumped on the table and rubbed up against it, purring. Then he started pointing with his paws. Yes, that's my Bentley outside. This has been a 100-word story for Lauren Simon's 100-word story project at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm Rachel Jasko.
It's not just a project. It's an obsession.
Give it up, dude.
Okay, thank you, Ryle, and good luck with the Bentley. I hear that they're a maintenance problem. Now we've got Caroline from Quadra Island again, but she's reading her own story. Caroline. 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 I feel like I'm on hold music with the bank. Okay, folks. Note, make a note. Not so much lead-up music. Where are you, Caroline? Hello?
A Halloween Tale. Sandy and Jamie went scrounging amongst the garbage as usual on the 31st of October. All they knew was hunger and cold. Finding a mask, wings, and some candy, they thought, interesting. It was getting colder now. With Sandy wearing the mask and Jamie the wings, they laughed at each other. As they laughed, they grew less hungry and cold. They continued laughing until they couldn't stop. Others came, joined in, until there was a large gathering, people all laughing. They laughed their heads off, they laughed their socks off. They took off their clothes and danced in the moonlight. Well, it was Halloween.
Oh, no. Not another minute of this music. Oh, whew. Thank goodness. Well, thank you, Caroline, for that lovely tale in the music there. Okay. Now we move on to Houston Keys from Tater Tots to the Masses, or for the Masses, or what do the Masses need with Tater Tots anyway? Well, I guess we'll find out this week in Houston Keys' Halloween Tale.
Our hero had an odd taste for obscure cat blogs, which tantalized him in a way that was unnatural. Inspired by them, he began scouring the neighborhoods looking for a larger hive. Finding cats in alleys and under houses and watching them for hours. Or maybe the cats were watching him. Halloween night, as he was snuggled in his plain, boring bed, he heard a scraping sound at his window. He screamed in terror at first, and then stared in quiet fascination at a cat licking blissfully on the glass, until with the jingle of its tiny bell, it struck.
Who are you calling an obscure cat blog? Well, thank you, Houston Keys. Note to self, put shutters on the windows. Now we've got Ted from Ted's Podcast. Do you know where Ted's Podcast is? Do we need to put him on a milk carton? He keeps tossing these notes and then hiding. Well, let's play his story.
Three words. Saul had been waiting for months to hear the three words that would set him free. Since he was a kid, he had been saying the words to strangers, to neighbors, to anyone who would listen. This time it was different. It was time to pay the piper. As if in slow motion, the little goblins crept up to his door, reached out, and pressed the doorbell. Ding dong! Saul was ready. He slid the chain latch open. There was movement beyond the door. Finally, he heard the words. The evil had come. There it was.
Trick or treat.
Thank you, Ted. One day you'll need to tell us where you are. Now that we've got all the good candy from all the cool neighbors, it's time for the razor and the apple, the needle in the Snickers bar, the weird old woman who hands out bags of pennies, or that annoying dentist neighbor who gives out toothbrushes and lectures. It's
Planet Z. It was a dark and stormy night. A howling wind whipped through the bare trees. I walked up the foggy hill to the creepy mansion and knocked. Slowly, the door creaked open. "Cliché residence," said a hollow voice. I cleared my throat. "My car broke down, and, A tall, gaunt figure stepped out from the darkness. He was clad in a dusty, cobwebbed suit, at least a century out of fashion. "Our telephone is out," he said. "Come inside. Warm yourself by the fire." No, thank you, I said, walking away from the door. "This is just too ridiculous."
"What do you mean you want to play with your organ? No, just... yuck.
Huh?
Just
okay.
Play with your banjo, okay? All right. There you have it. 14 spooky Halloween tales. Thanks to everyone who sent in their great stories to be a part of the weekly challenge. Now I'm scared. But which one was the top of the tops? Head over to podcasting.isfulofcrap.com and vote for your favorites this week. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 29th weekly challenge and pick the topic for the 30th. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, the text of the stories.
What do you mean you can't understand?
Oh, there's also archives of my own 100-word stories out there.
Suck.
Oh, and you can buy my book, too.
Great, something to wipe my ass with.
There's Podcatcher subscription options there on the right side, like a one-click subscription to iTunes or the awesome PodcastReady.com software. I use it. It doesn't suck, but it doesn't whip the llama's ass like...
Llama ass.
You can also review and rate this podcast in Yahoo, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, iTunes. Hey, good news. Not only is the 100 Words or Less Nesbitt site back, but...
Cigarettes are good for you.
It's back without Less Nesbitt. Check out ScriberOptics.com/100words. No, really, I've seen Andrew there, Liana. Come on, join us. Hey, we'll be back with more 100-word stories tomorrow. And next week, the next weekly challenge. I'll post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. But until then, thanks for listening. And, as always, keep it brief.
I will have my revenge. Mwah! Is anybody still listening?
They've all gone home.
Hello?
Show's over, man.
Well.